Hey out there, and welcome to Caffeination 033. Yes, this is Big Caffeination 33 here. We have a whole bunch of good content lined up for you today. We have a whole bunch of great things to go over right about now, so you know exactly what's coming up on the show here. Well, here on Caffeination 33, we're titling this Just Fawn Do It. There's a very big reason for that. See, today happened to be my 1 year anniversary of marrying possibly the most wonderful woman on the face of the planet. Yes, 1 year ago today, I was still dancing the night away at my wedding reception, so the wife and I decided to make a big day of it. Seems last year, on our honeymoon, we had actually gone to St. Lucia, wonderful little island in the Caribbean, southern portions of the Caribbean, actually, but we tried to get a massage while we were there. Turned out to be a real good thing for me, and felt wonderful the day after. It was a wonderful experience, so we decided to do that again today. So we went down to Center City, Philadelphia, and had a massage there at one of the local massage parlors. And then we decided to go out for a rather nice dinner. So we went to a place called The Melting Pot. I don't know if anybody else has ever actually been there. I found out they're a chain, and they have, I think, maybe 36 of the 50 states covered with restaurants. And I know there's three in Pennsylvania, so hopefully other people have gone there. It's a little bit on the pricey side, around $50 a plate, but a lot more than we would usually spend. But it's our 1 year anniversary, and I decided to celebrate it a little bit before we came home and had a little bit of the frozen wedding cake from last year, which was fabulous, by the way. So the fondue was absolutely awesome. I'm going to go a little bit more into the in-depth with that in the caffeinated bits today because it involved several pieces of caffeine. But let's just suffice it to say that the day was a wonderful experience. Feel rejuvenated, feel refreshed, and I am ready to take on this podcast. Now, originally, I was unsure about whether or not I was actually going to record the podcast tonight. I mean, come on, hey, it's my anniversary. Should I really be doing this? And I was going to record it last night. But the wife informed me that there was a 2-hour Desperate Housewives on tonight, so that meant that I was free for 2 hours. Since I don't watch the show and have no real interest in it, I said, hey, you know what? What would take around 2 hours to do? Well, I could paint something, I might want to draw. Let's just do the podcast that night as opposed to wasting time on Saturday, and we crapped out early last night anyway. But still, we have a whole bunch of tech tidbits lined up for you today. We have one little announcement from the Tech Podcast Network. And we have a couple good caffeinated bits for you, some great music from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, and that just about wraps it up. There's not much more to today's show other than that. Not too many announcements. It's going to be a plain and simple show here. We're going to try and rock on through it, but and in the realm of rocking on through things, we'd like to start you off a little bit from the PodSafe Music Network. This one's from the Super Suckers and their song called The Fight Song. So let me know what you think of this.
Fight! 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 F
Yes, that was the Super Suckers with their song, The Fight Song. Had a kind of a bit of a rockin' song to start off the show with today. Wanted to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by a Christmas coffee blend. Not a lot of people know this, but I tend to, I tend to collect presents that involve coffee in the Christmas season, so whenever I run low of a blend back at the house, what I do is I wait until one of them is low, and then I break open a Christmas coffee blend. Usually have most of them gone and done and used by around June, so we're right on schedule. I think I have about two of them left, so this one's just labeled Colombian, so has a nice rich body, a little bit of a dark bitter flavor to it, but wonderful coffee nonetheless, as if there was ever a bad coffee. I think we've actually covered that. Yes, there can be a bad coffee, but we're not going to discuss that any further. There's just no need at this point in time, at this juncture. So we're going to go on to the Tech Tidbits section here. I hope you enjoy what we're doing today, but first off, if you hear the music in the background right now, that's because we're still accepting votes for the Save the Music, Stop the Music campaign here. So if you like it when I do this little talk over with the music in the background, then you can email caffeination@gmail.com with the subject line of Stop the Music. And if you want to save the music and you don't think one way or another, my preference is personally with the music, but I've received feedback otherwise and for. So we'll just email caffeination@gmail.com with a subject line of save the music. Don't not vote just because you think somebody else has already made the decision. Trust me, this is completely up to you. I will go one way or another. This isn't necessarily not playing PodSafe music or anything. No, no, no. This is just the talk beds, the things that I talk over to kind of try and keep your ear in tune, if you know what I mean. So, all right. Is that just about it? Oh, no. We have one more little announcement here. If you're listening to this podcast on the stream over at techpodcast.com, then you can find it at www.caffeination.com. If you have a comment you'd like to send us, obviously you can email us at caffeination@gmail.com. Or if you have an audio comment you'd like to throw in there, you can send that to 206-202-2338. If you make the call with Skype this year, apparently it's free. So you can get yourself on the podcast and get your views out there and heard. All right, first up, we had a relatively good response from our last show, which covered the net neutrality thing. I've had a lot of interesting discourse with various people who've both for and against it, who've emailed me, I've talked to them in person. So I'd like to keep the dialogue open. If you have an opinion one way or another, if you don't think I explained it good enough, please send me a little note, tell me about it, and we might revisit the topic. So I already have a whole bunch of analogies lined up here, so just let me know and I'll break them out for you. But in that same vein, when I decided to support the Save the Internet, you know, the net neutrality campaign, I decided to email the various senators and congresspeople around my area, which happens to be the Philadelphia metropolitan area of the Pennsylvania state in the United States. So, I wasn't honestly expecting much response from this. So I was pretty surprised when I got a response from Senator Rick Santorum. Now, I don't know if I'm actually allowed to read his response over the the podcast. I mean, not because, oh, it's classified or anything, but I don't know if I'm legally allowed to do that because there was a whole strange disclaimer at the bottom, but I'm going to boilerplate it for you. First of all, I'd like to thank him very much so for emailing me back. I mean, so far he's the only one out of the three congresspeople that I emailed that actually got back to me at all. So, I mean, that right alone there sets him above and beyond. So, well, thank you very much for that. But his email basically came up with, he let me know which legislations were currently in the works. I don't know exactly how you go about tracking various legislation, to find out one way or another which legislation had passed, which amendments had been added and subtracted to it. But he told me all of the relevant and pertinent information regarding the current bills in the states of them, in the state that they are in. Then he went on to say that he was not on the committee, which is currently examining it, and that he would keep my views in mind when the vote came up, should it make it out of committee. Well, this is wonderful and well and all well and good here. Still didn't tell me where he stood exactly, so I don't know if he or his staff would actually be listening to this podcast, but please, if you have listened to our podcast, please send us a audio comment, email, whatever, and just clarify your position a little bit more. I'd like to know a little bit more about it. I'm probably going to write you back and see if we can get another response out of them. Still have not heard from Allison Schwartz, the representative from my area, nor Arlen Specter. However, Arlen Specter's actually come out, I think he's come out for net neutrality, so I'm going to do a little bit more research, and then I'll report back as per my usual. So I just wanted to kind of let you know that it's in the future, and thank you for sticking with me if this is boring you silly. Well, if this is boring you silly, then you should head on over to a silly site, which is www.myspace.com/caffeination. Yes, the Caffeination Podcast, at the request and prodding of another podcast that you may or may not have listened to, the JV Mail Podcast, at jvmail.blogspot.com, the podcast which tomorrow I will be starring on the season finale for JV Mail. So head on over there if you want to see me in a slightly different light. There's no news or anything. It's just a pretty silly, funny podcast. Rather good listen. It's usually under 5-10 minutes long. So I don't think they've had one that's gone over 5 minutes. It's a quick little email podcast. You know, a guy writes in, they respond, make fun of them. It's a really good listen. It's one of the little short clip podcasts. It's real great to listen to. Nothing like the long rambling story that you're currently rocking out to. But, yeah, you can head on over to our MySpace page and request to be our friend. We'll take any and all any and all comers for that. So far, I don't have the page looking exactly the way I like it, but then again, it's MySpace and everything looks like crap anyway. But still, you know, I have something that I'd like to, I have a design standard that I like to hold myself to, so. I mean, while our site might not be the most gorgeous thing to ever cross your screen, it's certainly not one of the ugliest, at least I hope it's not. So, again, head on over to myspace.com/caffeination, or send me an email at caffeination@gmail.com, and I'll ask to be your friend, and you can say yes or no, depending on your mood. So it should be interesting. Hopefully we're going to get a lot more listeners over there. Actually, if you want to know what the upcoming shows are going to be about, your best bet is to head on over to the MySpace page, because we have linked up our the promo that we create every week for the Tech Podcast Network. So you can, it's called This Week in Tech. That's a different podcast. It's called Tech Podcast This Week. But we just have just our clip linked up there so that you can hear it. So let me know what you think of it. Alright, now another thing here is a lot of people are worried about the supposed Internet 2 bubble. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, the bubble is when everything was so inflated and companies were being bought and sold for hundreds of millions of dollars and nobody really knew the real value of anything. So back in like 1997, 1998, when the first internet boom came out, it's now commonly referred to as the bubble. Well, about 6 months before the bubble burst, so to speak, it's also when like all the high-tech jobs were, you know, like you could go out there and name your salary, basically. I want $75,000 to be on help desk. Oh, okay, no problem. Oh, holy hell, now you're lucky if you get 30. I mean, but still. Yeah, well, what they were saying is there was a domain name 6 months before the end of the bubble, when the bubble burst, supposedly, that was sold for $7.5 million, just for a name, just for the right to use that, www.something.com, I forget what it was. Well, there's a story linked up on TechDirt saying that for the exact same price, diamonds.com was bought recently. Now, I don't think that this is a fluke. I mean, I, you know, like, this might not be the end of the bubble, as everybody's worried about. I think it's more just like a similarity, maybe. You know, I don't really know what to call it, but it's still, when it happens for the exact same price, it makes everybody a little bit weary, so all the venture capitalists are probably going to be a little bit leery to invest in it for probably a week or so. I don't know the long-term effects that this may or may not have. I also don't know who bought diamonds.com, so we'll see about that. Another story up on TechDirt was scientists actually find The Sims. Basically, if you've ever played The Sims, Will writes an interesting little mind control game. Basically, you can control a family or a whole bunch of families of people and make them do pretty much whatever you want. Well, scientists are trying to create a virtual world where they will create everybody being different and associate little minor artificial intelligence into it to do societal studies on, sociological. This, of course, assumes that the scientists' own bias wouldn't actually create anything differently. I think what they should do is they should create a website and allow people to log in and create either copies of themselves or degenerate versions of themselves or whatever. Just create one person per IP address. You throw that person into their little simulation, and then they might get some interesting data. So that way, you know, yeah, make it fun, make it interesting. Make it kind of like Second Life, but, you know, you can't control the people. You can only say, okay, yes, he likes this. You know, kind of like a eHarmony profile or something like that. You know, you give the likes, the dislikes, your, I don't know, you know, just basically try and recreate yourself or something. Put it in there, see what they get out of it. All right, now, we're going to go a little bit low-tech here, actually. I'm a big fan of simple inventions. I mean, it's all great and well when somebody wants to design a virtual world that virtual people are going to live in. But you know what? There's certain things in life that irritate pretty much everybody. One of them is the cereal box. When you have a box of cereal, it goes stale. So some inventor over in, looks like Sweden, actually created a new box top. The way he has it is you take this adjustable box. I mean, come on, it's adjustable. How great is that? Well, you take this adjustable box top and you pop it on there and it keeps everything fresh. There's a little flap on the front. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, this ranks right up there with my other favorite packaging inventions. First of which being squeezable jelly. I mean, who doesn't like that, not having to drag the knife around? And I don't know if they have squeezable peanut butter, but that would probably already be pretty good, too. And there's new cookie packaging out there where there's a little tab, you pull it up, and there's two adhesive strips on either side. So, like, for the Chewy Chips Ahoy, they actually stay nice and fresh. I mean, that's the kind of tech that I'm interested in. When it comes right down to it, I like practical inventions. So this guy gets definite kudos for this. So it works on cereal, they were saying flour, sugar. That brown sugar would be fantastic because that stuff gets rock hard like right away. I'm a pretty avid cook and baker, so yeah, that stuff gets more than rock hard real quick. So interesting. I want to see exactly how many of the cereal companies will vie for his attention. This is also kind of similar to the patent for the guy who made the reclosable metal can. You know, the you have like a can of peas or something like that, and he made the plastic lids that go right down on top of it. So you can buy them for like 99 cents in a PetSmart or something like that to reclose dog food and stuff like that. So that was a really good invention. So I like the really simple stuff that, you know, the stuff that you want to smack yourself across the head and go, man, why didn't I think of that? So yeah, that's really good, that kind of thing. So, and the last little bit of tech tidbits we have here for you tonight is a turntable. Yeah, we already threw another turntable out there for you once before, but this one's a little bit different. This one's a laser turntable. Yes, it's a laser turntable. What you do is you put your record on there, it pulls the whole drawer in there, and then uses a laser to read and digitize the analog signal that's burned into your vinyl. This is wonderful. Absolutely brilliant. Treats your LPs like CDs. Yeah. It also comes at a hefty price. $15,000. Yeah. $15,000 for a record player. I could see if this was going into like some kind of archival station and you want to archive things. Okay, yeah, and then it would have like complete integration with computers. No, no, no. This is a normal component for a component stereo system that has a laser that reads it. Yeah, it's basically a laser disc player. But $15,000. I can't even begin to fathom spending that as much money as a car on something that plays records. I mean, you know, where I work, we have plotters and scanners and everything, and you know, like wide format scanners, and I mean, I know they're expensive. They're around the size of a small, you know, compact car. But, you know, at least they do big things. I mean, you're like, oh, wow, man, that's really expensive. Yeah, but it's really precise. You know, it's huge. It does great work. This just reads records. That's it. It doesn't have anything else. You know, it doesn't even have, like, the bells and whistles you'd have associated with it. It does kind of have a LCD screen. I'm pretty sure that added a couple bucks to it. But, whew, that's a big nut to crack for a record player. All right, now on to our Tech Podcast Network information here. And, oh yeah, one other minor thing here for the Tech Podcast Network. The Caffeination is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Yeah, so we have to do that in every show, so just I'm trying to incorporate it a little bit better than I have been. That one was kind of poor, and I think we all know it. But the Tech Podcast Roundtable, if you haven't seen one of these, basically they're a group forum discussion where there's presenters in the beginning, and then people come around at the end, and you know, they ask questions of the presenters. I don't know who all is going to be presenting yet, but the show has been moved over to June 3rd, so you can head on over to techpodcasts.com, that's TechPodcasts.com, and they should have a whole show lineup for you there, and it'll tell you how you can join, how you can get in, it's free to attend. So, I mean, hey, how many seminars have you ever seen that are free to attend? I mean, that's one of the things you just can't beat. And then periodically, they also give things out there. So I also know that the, as of today, 5/21/2006, they've stopped accepting applications for the U3 Developers Contest. You won't hear me talking about that anymore, which is good and bad. I mean, it was something. It was a constant from show to show. So we'll see exactly where we go from here. But that just about wraps it up for the TPN info today. We're going to move on to our caffeinated bits. Now, I got to tell you, I mean, this dinner was very, very expensive. But, you know, by my standards, I mean, I'm the kind of guy who spends, you know, when we go out, I like to spend under $30. You know, not $50 a plate, but still, I mean, it's worth it to treat yourself every once in a while. So at least that's what I think. So, yeah, today's dinner was fabulous. It started off, and they have this little warming plate in the middle of your table, and then they put, I think it was 4 ounces of beer, local brew, Yingling, in there. Then they put a whole bunch of cheese, you know, and then they put bacon and black pepper and a little bit of bourbon in there, and mixed it all up, melted it all up, and then we dipped all our stuff in there, and that was the appetizer. And then the main course came out, and there was this crazy vegetable broth there, and that's where we cooked all the food in it, and everything was absolutely to die for. It was wonderful. But this isn't even getting to the caffeinated bit. Now, the caffeinated bit was dessert. Now, this is something my wife has been looking forward to for a long time. Both of us love dessert, and she loves chocolate. She is a chocolate fanatic. So, not only for earlier today, I bought her a whole bunch of nonpareils, so she was pretty happy about that. And they were gourmet, so, yeah, they were all nice, but yeah, this was something different. This, they brought it all out, so I don't know if they used chocolate shavings or whatever, if there was a kind of liquid in there or not, but they brought it out, and there's this whole melted thing of chocolate in front of us, and we got to dip thick fudge brownies in there. We got to dip strawberries, pieces of cheesecake, pound cake, pineapples. They had marshmallows covered with crushed brownie and crushed graham cracker, and dipping it all in there. And then to top it all off, I said, you know what, I'd like a cup of coffee today. So I was like, all right, you have coffee on the menu. And I looked down there, and they had a wonderful, wonderful blend with cappuccino. So I got this rather tall cup, and it was an interesting little blend going on there. But it was probably the best cup of coffee I have had in a very long time. And earlier in the day, when we were walking through Rittenhouse Square here in Philadelphia, I actually kind of broke down, decided to get an iced coffee, because it was a little, I mean, it wasn't warm out, but, you know, I didn't want to have a nice hot cup of coffee and then walk around with it. But we got a Starbucks coffee, iced coffee, at least I did, and yeah. Every time I go into Starbucks and get coffee, I think, you know what, everybody loves this stuff, it's going to be different. No, it isn't. Still not a fan of it. It's, I don't know, everybody's like, oh yeah, it's really strong. Nah, it's not strong, it's bitter. It's not made right, at least, you know, by my expectations. It's not very good coffee. I mean, it might be a good dark roast to wake you up in the morning. I just don't see it as an all-the-time kind of coffee. When you just ask them for plain coffee, first of all, they look at you like you're nuts. Second of all, you have to conform to their standards of small, medium, and large. It's tall, grande, and venti. Probably butchering that, but still. I'm sorry, where I come from, when it's tall, it's big. Tall is not a tiny, squat little cup. I don't know exactly why that's called tall. Grande, not so much. And I don't even know what venti means. I probably could look it up, but I don't really feel like it. So I wasn't really thrilled with the Starbucks coffee today, but I gotta tell you, this more than made up for it. Now, in the same vein of how to make a damn fine cup of coffee, we're going to talk about a recipe for coffee, or a recipe for preparing coffee, that my parents picked up when they were in New Orleans. They were in New Orleans about 5 years ago, and they stopped at this place that everybody loves to go. It's called Café du Mont, and it's right in the French Quarter, has wonderful beignets, has a special cup of coffee called a café au lait. Now, this is how to make a home-brewed version of a café au lait. Now, if you're going to start out with beans, you want to start out with nice, dark roasted beans, okay? And then from there, I mean really dark roasted, I mean almost black-looking beans, okay? Not like light brown, not a mocha java or anything, no. Plain, dark French roast if you can. Really, really dark. Then you want them coarsely ground, okay? So don't like powder it if you can grind it. Or if you're in the store or something, set it to coarse or just not fine, alright? So you want to grind that up. You make your pot of coffee. Make it strong. I mean, real strong. Then you put half a cup of coffee in there. Take a relatively large cup of milk. Put the milk in the microwave after you stir it real good for about 30 seconds till it steams itself. Then you're going to pour that over the half a cup of coffee until you fill up the second half of the cup with this. And then you add a little bit of sugar to taste. Now, what they usually do is they use steamed milk. Now, I don't know how to make steamed milk. I don't have the little frother thing that they have at Starbucks and all the other coffee baristas, but I know that when you microwave milk and you just make it nice and hot, that's what makes this milk, that's what makes this little coffee concoction so good. Now, it's like half coffee, really strong coffee, and half milk. So it's a wonderful, smooth, dark, rich coffee. And it just makes it pop. I mean, you can really taste the flavor of the beans when you have this kind of recipe. So I hope everybody out there gives that a shot. If anybody out there thinks that I'm full of crap about this recipe and you know actually an easier way to make steamed milk than have that little frother thing, please send us an email at caffeination@gmail.com. We'd be glad to throw it up on the podcast. Well, that just about wraps it up for all the content we have today. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far. So we have one more song from the PodSafe Music Network here, and that would be from Pop Machine, Get Off My Foot. So let me just fire it up right here and send yourself over to music.podshow.com for the rest of the stuff that you've heard from the PodSafe Music Network. This podcast has been brought to you by the letter P and the number 1 for the anniversaries that we just had. So, all right, let me know exactly if you like this song here, and here we go. Again, that was Pop Machine with Get Off My Foot, in case you hadn't heard it before. But yeah, we're trying some different music out here on the Caffeination, so hope you like what you hear. If you don't, send us an email. Maybe we'll change it up. I'm probably going to throw a little jazz in there next time, so hopefully I can find some good stuff on the PodSafe Music Network. I've actually found a lot of really good jazz artists on there, so I'm going to start throwing some of them out there. Man, I'd really like to... I wish the whole ASCAP BMI thing would get resolved, because I'd pay a monthly fee if I could play things like B.B. King and John Lee Hooker on here, because I would just be... really like to rock out to one of those songs on this show here, but we can't right now, so we'll see exactly where that goes in the future. Well, until that time, I'd like to say to everybody... this has been a Tech Podcast Network podcast. If it's tech, it's here. You can call our listener line at 206-202-2338. We accept all listener comments, hate mail, or whatever at caffeination@gmail.com. You can find this podcast over at www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. Thanks, everybody, and stay caffeinated, people.